sound good now. We can hear you.
Okay, cool. I just hung up the phone audio. I was trying to do it through my AirPods because this computer at home is not great. How is everybody?
Good.
It was Wednesday afternoon.
Going good.
Good, thank you.
Good.
I will get the agenda up on the screen here.
Wait, let me turn by this camera. You guys on the screen.
There it is.
Sweet. Okay, it is 4:01. I'm not exactly sure. Tom, do we need a quorum for subcommittees?
Yes.
Yes. We certainly do. And we on this subcommittee are 5 members. And it looks like we have 3 members now, so that is a quorum.
Sweet. Okay. Then we'll call the meeting to order at 4:01. Roll call. I don't have a list of all the members, but I think I know everyone who's on there, so I guess I'll just... Graham Hughes.
Present.
Valeria Moraga.
Here.
And then I don't know, Lindsay Saucedo.
Definitely introduce Lindsay just at the end of this roll call.
Okay, and then Glenn Grabsky. Let's see, Glenn.
Glenn advised me that he's not able to join today.
And then we have Kathy Rivers.
Correct.
Oh, there's Kathy.
There she is.
Hey, Kathy. I think that's everybody from the committee.
Yes. And I would love to introduce to everybody Lindsay Saucedo to the group. Lindsay is with our communications team at DTM. Thanks, Lindsay. I'll stop sharing. Well, you guys can see. Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to let everybody know that Amanda Valenzuela is no longer with the city. She has changed employment. And we are lucky enough to have Lindsay Saucedo take up that role for Park Tucson in the communications arena. So just want to introduce Lindsay and welcome her to the marketing subcommittee.
Thank you, guys.
And welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Awesome. So we'll move right into the agenda. Item 4, distribution of parking info. Oh, I'm sorry. Item 3, call to the audience. Is there anybody else here? Not seeing anybody. Item 4, distribution of parking information cards.
Right. So you guys are familiar with this, and these are the cards that Downtown Tucson Partnership and FAMA have been supplied with and handed out. 2 sets of orders have been placed for these cards. We have approximately 50 to 70 additional cards if needed at the present time. My suggested plan would be to order another set and hand them out in August when, the students are coming back and activity picks up a little bit more. I'm absolutely open to ordering additional ones and passing them out over the summer if requested. And what I also wanted to mention is we can do additional subjects, right, for these cards. We could, cue in on specific programs such as on-street commuter parking, as well. So if there's any other subjects or products, promotions that we want to do, we're definitely open to, printing cards and distributing them.
Awesome. Does anybody have any questions or comments about the
I think August is good timing to order new cards. I think it might be, and maybe not this year, but maybe next year, we talk about something for the summer, like our diehards who like get ready for fall when the kids come back and the snowbirds come back, those local folks, be prepared, know where to park. I know that's a little out of the box thought, but just sort of like a, we're thinking of you while you hold down 115 degree temperatures and what to expect in the fall, an influx of students and snowbirds. So get, you know, be prepared. And if that requires a lot of money or printing, I totally understand that. I just thought that could be something fun for our summer residents who are like, I'm a diehard. I'm here all year.
God bless them. Absolutely, Kathy, we can definitely do that. Wonderful. We'll prepare something, an idea for that type of distribution and the focus on the diehards.
And it could just be social media, not necessarily, okay. You know, I know it's expensive to print collateral, but maybe some social media, like Parkwise is thinking of you, be prepared. We expect this influx coming. So now kind of when the streets are bare, drive around, look for your space, you know where you can go, be ready for when everyone comes back.
Absolutely. Lindsay and I will work on that for social media posts, for sure.
Thanks. Just a thought.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, and Tom, I all checked in with our ambassador, Abby, who distributes the cards for us. To see if she's out and if we need any more before August, I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to, is there any other questions about item 4, the parking information cards? Hearing none. Item 5, parking information newsletter and website communications.
Thank you, Zach. Regarding our website, I just wanted to take us on a quick journey. There are two locations to get to our special event / parking updates. On our homepage, right here is a parking update icon. And we highlight the 4 districts at the top of the page. For example, downtown Tucson, we call out some of the venues or attractions and which garages are closest to those locations. Of course, we have our map. And here is our archive of parking update newsletters with our subscribe button. The latest parking update was sent on May the 2nd. And the main story was the extension of parking meter hours. So we have the general information here displayed. When you click on learn more, it takes you to the extended parking meter hour page, which has all the information related to the subject. And then there's another link. The second way to get there is on our navigation area. There is a special event parking link that takes you to the same page. So you can see over time, we've been, you know, sporadic, somewhat consistent with issuing the parking updates. We had 2 in June of last year, 1 in July. We skipped a couple months, went to October, January, February, March, April, May. And what we were thinking is, maybe one more, you know, right before the meter extension, but then taking a slight break for the summer and coming back in August again with this, another updated newsletter.
Tom, is there a way to judge once you send out the update, how much traffic is driven back to the site where people are actually like drilling down and getting the information or just skimming through it?
Yeah, we were looking into that recently, Graham. Unfortunately, right now, I don't have a lot of good tools for that. What I discovered, so we use a software called Open Cities. It's owned by a company called Granicus, who specializes in government websites. They don't track statistics for us, but they recommended that we engage a third-party analytics provider, such as Google. Google's the most popular one. I am familiar with that from previous website work. And Google Analytics can be linked to our website to then track clicks. But right now, I don't see us with that connection. We're going to still look into that and see maybe there's another division in the city that has that. But I'm not aware of that right now. So unfortunately, I can't give you too many hard facts. What I can show you, what they do have for us is this. And there's not really many good numbers here. This is shared pages from our website. So Granicus doesn't show how many clicks we get, but it does show how many pages were shared. So that takes an individual, you know, going onto our website and using one of these methods, email, LinkedIn, Facebook, X, or I guess someone printed it from their desktop and they can see that. And how many times those were just shared on these social media platforms or via email. Absolutely, you know, low numbers here. This does not reflect how many clicks we get at all. This is just, you know, folks saying, oh, I'm going to share this with someone I know through these methods. But I know that there's other methods people use, and more information is getting shared that than what's indicated by these, you know, 30-some shares.
Yeah. Interesting story. Granicus just bought SimpleView, an Oro Valley-based company that runs CRM for destination marketing organizations like ours. They have about 350 clients domestically. So it's kind of weird that my CRM is now being run by the same outfit that I access city council meeting agendas on. The whole thing is kind of weird. It's like I had no preconceived notions about data anonymity prior to this, but this kind of reinforces it. But the same company owns all of our platforms. It's kind of daunting.
Wow. That is super interesting. You know, that, yeah.
And Granicus is for sale. They acquired SimpleView, and then they put themselves up for sale. So I think it's all venture capital technology stuff, and nobody's really aware of what it is they actually own. So,
right. That is really interesting.
Okay, so do you think it's a possibility you'd put a Google, bolt a Google Analytics on it? I think it'd be interesting just to see if the message is being disseminated at the level that we hope it is, or if it's not, then it informs a different strategy.
Absolutely. I'm definitely going to look into signing us up for Google Analytics. I'm going to get details on the pricing and work with additional team members here across the department and maybe the city to see what we can do for Google Analytics. Absolutely.
Hey, Tom, does Granicus also enable you all to send those newsletters too, or are the newsletters through another software?
That's a different software. Let me see if I can look that up. Lindsay, if you know off the top of your head, please shout it out. But I did recently come across that. Let me look real quick if you don't mind.
That you were looking for? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Zach, I don't know if you mind repeating that.
Oh, yeah. In kind of the same, I guess what I'm getting at too, the same questions Graham had about the website analytics to see if, I guess, how many people that newsletter is sent to, like how many people signed up, and then who does. What software is that newsletter through? Is it like Constant Contact or Emma or something like that?
How many opens, how many click-throughs, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's yeah, these question. All these software, you know, companies are difficult. We deal with this at the Rialto, is that we have a ticketing platform. We have a communications platform. We've used Constant Contact. We've used Hive. I agree. I think maybe some research into finding out how is the communication being sent. And I, with both the last two organizations I've worked at, I've argued with people. I'm like, I don't think people want to read that much. Like, give the highlights at the top and then fluff at the bottom. But then when you actually see who's clicking through each piece of information, it can be very interesting. So I definitely think the SEO web presence and how much are people reading really can help how we spread the message. So, and again, you want to be careful you're not paying for three different platforms that could actually do the same thing. I feel like I could help my marketing director, Val, get involved, because we literally just canceled Constant Contact because we migrated everything to Hive. And now Ticketmaster is like, well, now we have a new, you know, software. And it's if you're not careful, you're not sure what you're paying for and what you're getting and what you could be getting. So I might be able to help with this once we identify. But again, it's also, what is the city using? What's best for that?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kathy, for offering that. I did recall that it's called Listserv. This is the software. It's Listserv. The city uses this. A lot of cities use this. And I know that we have the capability to see how many folks are on this. After the recent press release went out, we had a few requests for folks to be added. And I know we can see that list. It looks like Gov Delivery is a part of this conglomeration. What do you know? Granicus.
Granicus.
You
know, hey, there they are. They don't leave that to Granicus.
Jack of all trades, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
So it all goes back to that. Let me see if I can go back to the... So Listserv is what we do. And I'm sure we have a agreement with Listserv. I would just have to look into that. I'll definitely try to get a list of how many folks are signed up.
Nice. Yeah. Just like that. It would just be, I think, helpful. Like like how many people are clicking on this. And then like Kathy said, like we do a similar thing with our newsletter, cause it can be so long, but just kind of like making the information a little bit more like bite-sized rather than, you know, long, big paragraph. Like that's just some stuff we've done in order to fit all kinds of like different news and events and information in our updates. So it'd be interesting to know how many people click and then even get it.
Absolutely. We'll definitely look into that. Lindsay and I are on the case.
Awesome. Does anybody have any more questions about the parking information, newsletter, and website communications?
No, on their face, they're extremely clear. There's no doubt about what's going on and what the initiatives are. So from that standpoint, it's good information. We just got to make sure enough people are consuming it.
Great.
Agreed. They are great, Tom, and whoever did, if Lindsay did the last one or the ones before Amanda, would always do a great job. So, yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 6, extension of parking meter enforcement hours communication update.
Thank you. Looking at our communication plan, which has already been in effect, highlighting some of the things that we've done in terms of outreach. Of course, business owners, residents, and neighborhoods have been made aware of the extended parking meter hours going to 8 to 7 Monday through Saturday. A flyer has been distributed. You all probably saw the flyer. I'm just going to bring it up just one more time here for everybody, but here's the flyer. It has a QR code that links to our Extended Meter Hours website. And of course we have the, let's see if I can get to that. Of course, our press release, which we just talked about, with a lot of information to share there. And of course, here's our website with all the information. I already pointed that out. So continuing.
Tom, can you go back to the QR code?
Yes.
Hey, it works.
Oh, good. Great. That is good to know. We definitely like to test things every once in a while, too, just to make sure. So this flyer will still be continue to be distributed. I'm trying to pick a date right before June 2nd, probably late next week, to disseminate information again, just before June 2nd. Highlighting our website, social media has already taken place and will take place. Lindsay and I were discussing that yesterday. We're planning to send additional social media posts on Wednesday and Friday next week. I think I got that right, Lindsay.
Yeah, Wednesday and Friday, and then again on the 2nd.
Perfect. Perfect. And I would show you what our posts look like. Lindsay, I don't know if there's a way. Could we show on Instagram? Let me see if I can look this up real quick, because we do have a link here for our Instagram. And it's making me sign in. If you guys can see this, this is our Park Tucson Instagram page. 518 followers, hoping to get that increased as well. This, if I click on this, unfortunately, it's making me sign up or log in. I don't have access to that right now. But this does show extended parking meter information website information. So that was our last post, and we're going to continue those. But you can see in the past, we highlighted special events like the library garage, special event parking. This was a post to pay by the app. This looks like it was for the 4th Avenue Street Fair. So, yeah, we try to do posts around special events and share as much information as possible through that. So continuing the social media, merchant neighborhood meetings. One meeting I did attend was the Menlo Park Neighborhood Association meeting a couple weeks ago. The main topic was about the residential permit program, because they were interested in information, but it did lead to sharing information about the meter extension hours as well. Media interviews. I conducted one media interview with KOLD. And we also spoke with two of the local papers, the Tucson Citizen and the Sentinel, as well. And we did see that all of the news outlets did run a story on this.
Are you still getting hate mail, Tom?
I have received since May 2nd, I've received 5 or 6 emails. One of them was positive, the rest were negative, and some of them were repeats. But I have not received an email in about a week, so it slowed down. 3 of the emails were from Avita Institute, which is the that's the beauty school downtown near Armory Park. So that was a form letter that 3 of their administrators sent. And 2 other private citizens sent letters or emails asking us to rescind our decision and think it through. One was a pretty long email talking about
the science behind it, and I'm going to respond to that and maybe even engage in a conversation over the phone with that person. But the one positive comment highlighted the need for the turnover and the belief that this will increase sales as well. But it, I have not received an email in over a week.
Tom, I just want to offer this as assistance to you. It's pronounced Aveda.
Oh, sorry. Aveda.
I'm here to help. And
Thank you.
I literally live a block from Aveda. Okay. And I can give a lot of, if you want to talk off this meeting, I literally sit on my porch. It's kind of a fun thing for my husband and I to watch all of the Aveda students. They tend to park South 6th on East 14th. And they all roll down the street with their black outfits and their rolly bags. They have a uniform. And many of them get dropped off in front of the school. So it is a school, and the students are there to provide hair care as they learn and affordable hair. Anyway, I'm happy to talk to you about that with their parking thoughts before you meet with them. I also think it would be really great for them, and I know this might be a city thing. Again, I'm still kind of new at this. If there was a little carved out area right at the corner of their building for drop off and pickup. So because a lot of their clients, they might arrive by a Lyft or, you know, a Uber, and to have a cutout space, I've absolutely seen that congestion for a few years. So I can add some insight if you want to get on a phone call before you meet with them. It's really great to have them in the neighborhood, and I think we could maybe come up with some positive solutions that could help them.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I'll definitely reach out to you. I definitely understand what you're saying, a drop-off pickup, because they're probably double parking, right, and blocking the street there.
Yes, because there's the parking right in front of the school, the diagonal parking. The students, again, seem to park a block away and then walk to the school, and the clients try and pull in on the side there. I'm sorry, I'm not thinking of the right street numbers. So anyway, I think we could have a discussion with them about possibilities. Oh, Matt, that's so helpful.
There's Aveda right here. Here's 12th and 6th.
Right. So a lot of the students then park at 6th. Yes. The clients park at 6th and 12th. And then the students park all the way down at South 6th and 14th and walk to the school.
South of Armory Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, again, we don't have to have this on this meeting, but you and I can talk about a way to discuss with them some opportunities. The other thing that's really strange that I've never brought up is, as you look at the post office there, there's a giant parking lot in the back of the post office, and people run to those parking lots in front. And I think it's because the signs behind the post office are confusing as to whether you are allowed to park back there to go drop off your mail. Maybe a bigger conversation that if that's not private or federal because it's a post office, maybe Aveda clients could park back there while they're getting their hair done.
Okay. That's an excellent suggestion. I'll engage with Aveda. I'll talk to you first, Kathy, and then engage with them with a lot of these ideas. I'm also going to make sure they understand the products that we offer at our garages, you know, the monthly parking. I know that, you know, it might be outside their budget, but maybe Aveda would consider paying for monthly parking for their students. And maybe we can work something out with them.
That's what I'm thinking. I think we could maybe help them come up with a creative solution.
Right. The central garage, you know, is a few blocks
away. A little
further.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Pennington garage, of course, you know, up here is a 3 or 4 blocks away as well.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. No, I want to put together as many suggestions for them as possible and options. Thank you.
Some opportunities would be great. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Let me just get back to this. Yeah, just to finish up, Newsnet will also run another story. Newsnet already posted a story, but we're going to do that again as well. We're also looking into our mobile app to post a message and any community events as well. And we're available for additional outreach as well. Besides that, you know, just spreading the word, passing out flyers, and the signage has started to be modified. So on our 2-hour parking signs and the various parking signs, time limit signs around downtown, you will see some stickers applied to those signs. This was a quick temporary solution. The green doesn't match the shade of green. The installers didn't do a wonderful job. We're actually going to remove some of the stickers that were not applied professionally, that are not to our satisfaction, and redo those. So some of the signs are not going to look great right now, I have to admit, but we wanted to get as much notice up as possible. And once again, we're going to conduct a 2-week grace period or warning period for during those hours, the extended hours. So don't want to you know, be too hard on the parkers and let them get used to the new changes.
And then I'll add, Tom, too, that we'll do additional reminders through our newsletter. We're talking about sending just another email to our merchants list just to let them know and encourage them, if they haven't already, if they have newsletters, their social media, just to remind their patrons that the change is coming. And then our marketing specialist, Jenny, and I, tomorrow morning, we're actually recording a few videos of just like me putting the coins in the meter, like not getting me in it, but just like my hand, just to do some like fun kind of story reminders. So she had brought up the idea that she can put that B-roll into like a Dropbox and then disseminate it to all the merchants. And if they want to do their own, even the story posts help, like on Instagram and Facebook, just to remind people June 2nd is when it's coming. So we'll do that. And yeah, we'll tag Park Tucson too. And I might connect Lindsay with Jenny, because I'm not sure if the Park Tucson Instagram page is monitored all the time, so we can give you a heads up when we do tag you or post a story.
So, yeah. Zach, thank you so much. That sounds wonderful. I really, really appreciate all the outreach and all the ideas that your organization has come up with to spread the word. Really, really appreciate it. It's been a bulk of the notification, so thank you.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, and that's a great idea to make a fun little video. Anything to grab attention, right? To try something new. Yeah, that's great.
We'll get some hate mail too, but then we have the luxury of forwarding it on to Tom and
there you go,
his staff. So, but we acknowledge too their concerns and all that, and definitely listen. So
Zach, yeah, please share that. That's something we would share on our Instagrams too. Again, like focusing on summer, we're going to do a summer streetcar thing and a whole summer road sort of thing at the Rialto. So that would be a great video. Again, as I was saying too, that for those of you that are here this summer, get ready, know where to go, know what to do, be ready. And here's some assistance on how we can help you. So if you please share that video, we'll share that as well.
That's awesome that you mentioned that, because we do a summer marketing campaign. It's usually staycations, yeah, focused at Phoenix travelers, highlighting Tucson resorts. But in a different twist, we're doing summer streetcar savings pass this year, which is on a app called Banwango, where folks can check in with merchants along the streetcar route for discounts, 2-for-1s, things like that. It's kind of cool. I don't know if I can't.
Can you share?
Yeah, I can't share.
Do you want me to share? Because I think I know what you're bringing up.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's see. Oh, that is the wrong screen. Let me see. Share. Let me share this screen. It's on our homepage, but let's see.
There it is. I saw it there.
Yeah, and...
And those went live on the 20th, yesterday. The pass is live, so you can download the app and have at it.
That is great. Summer Streetcar Savings Pass. I love it. I'm going to make sure my transit folks know about this as well. Thank you for sharing that.
Sorry, everyone. My computer crashed.
Oh, dear.
Did you just
got you now?
Oh, can you guys still see, like, my screen and all that?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, my PC, like, is in recovery mode now, but I'm on my phone, but I can't share anything anymore.
There we go.
Or see the agenda or anything else, so I don't know what happened there, but sorry about that.
No problem. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no, and thank you, Visit Tucson and the other districts for partnering and doing that. And there's, like, a lot of what I was going to say before it crashed. There's a lot of really good deals on there, like 10, 20% off. And I know, Kathy Rialto, you guys did a deal, and I haven't even gone through all of them. You should download, and it's a free app to download. It's really awesome. Yeah. And I don't have the agenda, but I know we're on item 7.
Centro Garage entrance banner and 2-lot entrance sign.
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you. And I'll just share a photo of the Centro Garage banner. Here's our public parking banner. My favorite part are the two arrows because we have two different entrance lanes. The right lane tends to back up. Everybody uses that, and they forget about the left lane. So we feel that this has helped somewhat with our traffic, and we're monitoring it and seeing, you know, any additional improvements that we can make here. I don't have a lot of information for the tool lot sign, except that we're engaging with our streets team to relocate that sign at the tool lot. The tool lot entrance sign is in it's on the wrong driveway, honestly. It's adjacent to the exit driveway instead of the entrance driveway. It's close enough where people can definitely figure it out. The tool lot definitely sees peak activity on Friday nights and Saturday nights where it is full. Central Garage has also been experiencing some nice full days as well on the weekends. And speaking of busy, you know, tonight is the Tucson High School graduation. So we do expect some celebrations to carry over into downtown tonight after 9 p.m. The Tucson High graduation is scheduled for 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight.
I just wanted to point out that I had talked to Tom, is that I have to say the Central Garage staff has been exceptional in the last few months, really attentive to cleanliness and any issues that go on. And so just my staff parks there every day. That's where our office is above where Hi-Fi is. And it's been really great. And it is wonderful when it's full. But again, the staff knows that we've got our monthly passes and they leave those spaces open. So we're always accommodated for, which is great. And the garage is clean. That elevator is a tough elevator. I know a lot about elevators, unfortunately, but they really work hard to service and clean it on the regular. So I've just been super impressed. So I just wanted to share that here, and I'll share that at the next board meeting as well.
Thank you so much, Kathy. That's wonderful to hear. We do engage with our cleaning contractor. They're called New Image on a weekly basis. We can be a little hard on them sometimes because we need them to step up and do this. But this is wonderful feedback for New Image, and I'll make sure to share that with them, that they're doing great. Just to mention the preservation of the monthly spaces on the higher floors at Centro is something we take really seriously. We've added signage up there, and on those busy nights, we'll assign a security guard to that to make sure that the daily visitors are not taking up the monthly spots.
Yeah. We have some great U of A interns that are in marketing. I'm going to try and get them to make you a video, Tom, about parking. It feels safe. It's well lit. It's easy to get to. So I will task one of them to do a little video to send to you that you can post.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And Zach, I do have to mention DTP's assistance with the alley behind the Central Garage. That's on the bikeway between the garage and the train tracks. And there are dumpsters back there. One dumpster area is for residents. One is for the commercial tenants. And there was a lot of finger pointing going on with that. But your team, Zach, along with coordination with the management company there, with a couple folks here at the city, we've attempted to clean that up, and we think that the apartment complex is doing a little bit better job. Still some improvements to go there, but we are keeping an eye on that as well.
Yeah, I think I know what Kathy's going to say. Now it's the other side.
I did not expect to talk this much during this meeting, but the one thing I do want to point out, having been living in downtown Tucson since my 20s, is there's a combination of things that happen, is that tenants, I believe, try to do their best to get their garbage where it's supposed to go. It's graduation month. So the first thing that happens is you're told to clean out your apartment. You're going to throw your futon, the TV that mom and dad don't care that you bought. You're going to throw things in the dumpsters. So the dumpster diving season is in, and I know this from my, artistic past, punk rock past. And so what we're going to see a little bit here now and have already seen is that things get thrown in, hopefully appropriately, and then people go in to retrieve things. I mean, I myself have gotten an incredible pair of shoes out of a dumpster at some point in my 20s. And maybe even sold them at Buffalo Exchange for some extra cash. So these are problems. I acknowledge them. I'm not trying to make light of them. But I do believe people try and put things where they're supposed to and not do illegal dumping. But scavengers do go in, pull things out, and then don't put them back. And I'm seeing that in Armory Park in my own alley. We've seen that at the Rialto. The last couple of weeks have been brutal behind our theater with dumpsters. And I haven't actually seen it at the Centro in the last week or so, but there was some of that going on. I mean, you're looking at the ground and there's food and there's bags and then there's a couch or a TV and you're like, what is happening here? So we also, again, should remain positive and make sure people understand that message, because there are people that don't understand that there are people that go through the trash looking for things, throwing things out, and then it's hard for the service people to go back and be like, I properly emptied this, and now there is everything all over the place.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
No, thank you. 'Tis the season. 'Tis the move-out season.
Unbelievable. Yay.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. I personally saw a mattress and a bed frame by the dumpsters last week. So,
yeah. We had a couch in our trash compactor, and I was like, really? We did not throw out a couch. Who brought us a couch from where?
One year when summer hit and I went home, when I was still going back to New Mexico, I actually left a motorcycle that didn't run on the front porch of my house. So. I think we've all been there.
That's next level.
That's more than a futon or my Jimmy Choo Choo.
Yeah. Great. Well, we are on to our last item here, future agenda items for the marketing subcommittee. Does anybody have any future agenda items?
I think our next meeting, once the meter rates have been instituted, we may want to revisit the communications plan or not. You know, maybe we, if it, the change occurs and there's widespread compliance, maybe we just leave it alone.
We can definitely look into that and see if we'll definitely monitor that, and I'll give you an update on the feedback received.
Yeah, and I would, I guess the only thing I have is, like, I like the, you could probably just keep it as it is, but the newsletter and website communications, and just kind of getting clarification on if you can see analytics on your newsletters and how many people signed up, and, you know, maybe talk about how we could help expand the newsletter signups, either through, you know, DTP encouraging people or other things too. So that'd be my only addition, if it is one.
Absolutely, that will definitely remain an agenda item. And yes, the goal is to expand the signups, whether it's for the newsletter, followers on social media, news release emails, all the above. The goal is to aggressively expand the traffic.
Yeah, awesome. Well, if there are no future agenda items, then we can adjourn at 4:46. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you to everybody. Thanks for your support.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.